Proclamation number 5475 of 30th of August, 1952. The assistance of human beings in the beatification of creatures. I am close to all of you who long for me heartfelt. My flow of grace flows to all of you. I take a hold of all of you with my love. And I truly give you the bread of heaven for the proper strengthening of your soul. I am within you and with you. You are all my children because you childlike ask for the presence of the Father, because you speak to him in your adversity and implore his grace. And just as you offer me your heart, I will likewise accept you into my heart. Of this you can all be certain who believe in me and seek contact with me. Yet not everyone approaches me like this, and that is because they lack the faith in a God of love, in a Father who longs for his children. And my desire for these apostate children is so tremendous that I constantly try to win them back, for my love cannot change forever and applies to everything I have created. But you came forth from the same love and therefore must feel intimately united with those who are far away from me. You are more likely to have access to them because they can see you whereas they cannot see me. Do you understand now that I place my hope in you, that you help me win those children for me? I must in no way approve myself to them as existing. I must step back until they have gained faith in me. But you may step forward at any time, you can get in touch with them at any time and try to lead them to faith by sharing your inner experiences with them, by trying to convey to them what you have received already from me. I am indeed still with you and also in the midst of those who don't want to acknowledge me as the Father and God. Yet their hearts are still closed, and thus I can only be present outside of them but never within them and thus cannot have the effect I would like to have for them from within my love. I have been wrestling for the souls for an infinite long time and my love has not yet diminished and will not cease, ever, for I cannot help but embrace everything with my love because I myself am love. And that's why it makes me blissful to always give. To bestow, to liberate and to redeem. I constantly seek to please and will never stop bringing help to the bound one until one day it will allow itself to be saved by its own free will. I am a being who can only ever be blissful, because there is nothing which could dominate me or impair my working. My ultimate aim for what I have created is bliss, and my everlasting activity to achieve this aim is also bliss. For I clearly foresee that I will reach my aim, and since I cannot rest there will never be a standstill as well, insofar as my activity would remain unsuccessful. From the point of view of you humans because you don't know my eternal salvation plan. But nothing disappoints me because I am aware of everything and because every event already presupposes the next one. Yet I always let everything created by me participate in the process which is to bring back the lost to me. Likewise, you humans in an elevated stage of maturity are also active helpers to me. And your bliss is also dependent on it. You, too, do not only live for yourselves but for those creatures who ought to be redeemed through you. But since you have already found me yourselves, it is your own inner urge to also show the path to me to others as well, to lead them to me and also together with me to rejoice in the bliss of those who were previously wretched. It is a work of compassionate love which you do to them, and it is a work of heartfelt filial love which you do to me. That you bring children to me who are lost and for whom I long. Everyone who feels called to do so has made a covenant with me, and I will bless the one for it. You all are my children and stand in my grace, and if you commend yourselves to me, I will watch over you and not let you go astray. The world may well judge, but I never judge eternally. Only that who resists me judges itself, because it then cannot be touched by my ray of love and is therefore wretched. Yet even this wretched one will be blessed one day, for my love will not let anything become lost forever. Amen.